All right. Welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark. In this show, we talk about what's happening in the markets and how we're trading them. Today is Thursday, December 1st, starting a new month of trading and wrapping up a previous one. Stocks snapped a three-day losing streak after a monster rally yesterday. Back-to-back winning months for stocks. Will it last? Is the Fed ready to slow down rate hikes? We'll take a look at what the Fed had to say yesterday. And the Fed's favorite inflation gauge is out today. We'll look at the numbers. There's also earnings losses for CRM and DG. We'll take a look at those two stocks. Plus, can we sell covered calls against our Google shares? We'll take a look at what I did this morning and crunch some numbers here to see what made sense. So we'll take a look. And as you can see, there's a lot to talk about. So let's go ahead and get started. If this is your first time here, my name is Mark Hodge, and I'm head coach at Rockwell Trading. I'm flying solo today, but Marcus will be with me tomorrow. And even though I'm alone today, I promise that you are in good hands. You could say that at Rockwell Trading, we have a ton of trading experience and we know our stuff. And we're not afraid to tell it like it is. If you're looking for some honest insights into the world of trading, then you are at the right place. Before we dive in and show you our trades and how we're tackling these crazy markets, let's take a look at what's moving the markets today. And let's start by looking at the S&P 500. Here we see the S&P, and what a day yesterday. We actually need to go to a five-minute chart and take a look here. Looking at a five-minute chart yesterday, you see that we kicked off the day, drifted higher, then pulled back, and just kind of a quiet, nervous market until the afternoon. And this week, we mentioned that this week has a busy economic calendar. Yesterday, one of the items that was very important was Fed Chair Jerome Powell speaking. He started to speak at 1:30 Eastern time, and that coincided with this move higher. So you see that with his comments, markets rallied and continued to rally throughout the session, ending at highs for the day. So yesterday, the S&P finished higher by 3.1%. If we take a look at the Dow also had an impressive day, up 2.2%. And then there's the Nasdaq leading the way with a move of 4.4%. So yesterday's gain snapped a three-day losing streak. And if we take a look at the S&P, we brought up the 200-day moving average yesterday. And let's do that again. With yesterday's close, closing above its 200-day moving average, which some investors, institutions, and traders consider to be a longer-term level of support, but also of a market direction and trend. So we see here the last time close above its 200-day moving average was back on April 7th. And if we look at where closes above the 200-day moving average have occurred in the past, it is used as a longer-term guide for the longer-term trend. See here, we closed above the 200-day moving average. Here, the date, this was on May 27th. So May 27th, we closed above, we pulled back, acted as support, rallied, pulled back, acted as support, and then we stayed above the 200-day moving average all the way up until the beginning of this year when we closed below on January 21st. So is this the sign of things to come? Is this the end of the bear market? Well, we'll have to see. But traders liked the opportunity yesterday based on what Fed Chair Jerome Powell had to say. And right now today, although we have a bit of a mixed market, we see that the 200-day moving average is acting as support. So why were Powell's comments significant? Well, yesterday it was music to investors' ears after he said it makes sense to moderate the pace of our rate increase as we approach the level of restraint that will be sufficient in bringing inflation down. A few takeaways here. Well, smaller interest rate increases are likely, and they could start in December. he said monetary policy is likely to stay restrictive for some time until real signs of progress emerge on inflation. He said that the Fed will stay the course until the job is done. And this is where, looking at the CME FedWatch tool, if we take a look at where we're at right now, the probability of a rate hike of 50 basis point based on Fed funds futures is now at 77%. And before the comments yesterday, it was at 65. So investors, traders betting on the probability of a 50 or 75 basis point hike were pointing towards a 50 basis point hike prior to Powell's comments. But yesterday that increased and traders are now thinking that, hey, it's likely that we're going to see 50 basis points. And then if we look at the overall probabilities right now, traders are factoring in that 50 basis point hike at the December 14th meeting. And then in February, maybe going up a quarter point, in March, going up a quarter point, staying there in the 475-500 range, and then possibly decreasing rates in November of 2023. And that is to be seen. But investors liking it, but also because now there's talk of the potential for a soft landing, right? Will we enter a recession? Are we in a recession? But more importantly, how difficult will it be to manage? Will rates stay high? Will the Fed have to be aggressive? Will they squash all economic activity trying to bring down inflation? Will the economy suck? Will jobs be lost? And right now, with what we're seeing, traders are now thinking that, hey, maybe this soft landing, maybe it's possible that it won't be so bad. And that's what fueled yesterday's rally. Now, we also can look at the U.S. 10-year yield. And yesterday, with those remarks, we fell 3.7%. We actually closed at lows that we haven't seen since October. Actually September, we closed above those levels. So the 10-year yield pulling back is a good thing for stocks, and that also helped with fuel yesterday's rally. So we will see what traders want to do with this information. We did say that, hey, this is a busy week for the economic calendar, and there's some important things that we want to be aware of. Yesterday's comments were one. This morning, we had PCE, which is the Core Personal Consumption Expenditures Index, and I'm going to go to PowerX Optimizer. Bring up the economic calendar, and we see here that a forecast was a 0.3% increase for October, and it actually came in 0.2% higher. So this is starting to show that the trend is smaller increases, right? We saw a 0.5% increase in September, in October, a 0.2% increase, which was better. Traders liking that. And again, if we're getting 0.2% increases each month, that puts us at 2.4% inflation, right? We'll see if that lasts. We're not there yet. We're double that now, more than double. But this is the beginning potentially of a good trend. And if we look at today's trading and we go to the S&P 500, actually let's go to futures here, the E-mini S&P, because this report came out pre-market. And initially the reaction was positive. So we rallied on that news, pulled back a little bit, then rallied again in the morning. And now we've pulled back. We're down a little bit. Actually, I'd say markets are mixed right now. Looking at the E-mini S&P down 2.25 points, the mini NASDAQ up just slightly. And the Dow right now leading the major indices with losses down 0.9%. A lot of this having to do with some earnings data they missed and information doesn't necessarily combine to give you the meaning that you want with misinformation. But here we see that CRM, Salesforce, a Dow component, down over 9% right now. So trading at 145.40. And they did report better than expected earnings. So we see here that earnings were $1.40 per share versus a $1.22 estimate. Also, a slightly better revenue than expected. But there was also news that the co-CEO, Bret Taylor, is going to be stepping down on January 31st. And it looks like traders didn't necessarily like that news and that information, considering that there was an earnings beat. It does, you know, where it does look like there is probably some support around 138, 140. So we're seeing some support there going back to pre-pandemic levels. But so far, traders not liking that news, and CRM remains down just over 9%. And that is weighing on the Dow, which just consists of 30 stocks. And that would explain the bigger loss in the Dow today, even though the S&P and NASDAQ are essentially flat. So another stock that reported earnings, Dollar General, DG, the ticker, and this one down 7.8%. Now, they did not report positive earnings like CRM. They reported earnings of $2.33 a share versus a $2.54 estimate. They did report better than expected revenue and comparable store sales beat analyst expectations. But the real concern here is that they cut their full year guidance, their full year forecast, because of higher costs. So investors not liking that. And we know that that's been the concern here with earnings. We have, you know, the top and bottom estimates, the earnings per share and the revenue, but then also guidance and whether or not the company expects to continue to do well in 2023 or for the next quarter, or if there are some concerns. And in this case, Dollar General does have some concerns, and it puts Dollar General around support that we see here, maybe 235-ish after a nice little move higher at towards the end of October. So Dollar General getting hit. Earnings today a little bit mixed as we wind down earnings season, but the real focus is on this economic calendar. And there's one more that we have to really pay attention to, and that is the jobs report tomorrow. So we have average hourly earnings. The forecast right now is that average hourly earnings will increase by 0.3%. Non-farm employment change, the forecast is that 200,000 jobs will be added for the previous month. And then we have the unemployment rate. Right now, it's expected to stay the same at 3.7%. So we will have to see. But traders or analysts are expecting that average hourly earnings will be a little bit lower than the previous reading, and that the increase in jobs will be a little bit lower, and that the unemployment rate will stay the same. And tomorrow at 8:30 a.m. as Eastern time, we will find out. That's a biggie for the markets. It always is reported the first Friday of the month, but also something that the Fed is taking a look at. And the last major jobs reading that the Fed has to consider for their two-day meeting in December, 2 weeks later. So something to keep an eye on tomorrow. Right now, markets are a little bit down, but after yesterday's huge rally, that's a non-event. The S&P down 8 points is not a big deal after the monster rally that we saw yesterday. What I do want to take a look at, though, is Google. And let's go ahead and bring up a chart of Google. And Google is a stock that I own shares at 103.50. And right now, Google trading at 101.19. So Google taking a bit of a beating here at the beginning of November, end of October, was down, trading below $85 a share. Now back up above 101. Yesterday, I was looking to see if I could sell calls at the 104 strike. And the 104 strike didn't quite give us enough premium based on my plan and my rules. And let me go over to PowerX Optimizer. I'm going to go to the wheel calculator here. And I want to focus on selling calls here. So for 104, let's make these numbers the same just for the comparison. 104 for December 2nd. So I glanced at the Yeah, well, yesterday we didn't have enough premium. Why? Because I like to get at least 30% annualized. That annualized number and percentage is based on the premium that I'm collecting and the days to expiration. So yesterday, there wasn't enough premium to get 30% selling the 104 for tomorrow's expiration and also for next Friday's expiration. But I was keeping a close eye on this this morning because I wanted to see if it was possible with this morning's push higher. And we did have enough premium. Got up to about 30 cents for tomorrow at one point. When I first looked at it, it looked like it was about 20 cents. So above the 17 cents minimum that I need for a one-day trade. But rather than just being in it for one day, I wanted to get some more premium on this one and go further out. So I was looking at selling the 104 expiring on December 9th. And the minimum that I'd need to get 30% annualized on that premium collected for the days to expiration, 8 days going out to December 9th, was 78 cents. And we were starting to push higher. And I saw we got to about 85 cents. I had an order in at 85, did not get filled, pulled back a little bit. And I thought, you know what? I really like this opportunity here. I had some concerns that we might see a little bit of a pullback just because we had such a huge rally yesterday and also because of the uncertainty going into the jobs report tomorrow. So I dropped my order to 82 cents and I was filled. That 82 cents gives me 32% annualized collecting that premium. So that brings down my break even on the trade another 82 cents. I haven't been able to sell calls on Google for a little while now. I'm happy to do that, jump in. And right now we see that Google is trading around 101. So we did push higher. We could look at a 5-minute chart. We saw a little bit of a continuation of the move higher at the open for the first 20 minutes of the session. Pulled back a little bit, saw another rally, and now it's around 101. I'm happy with the calls that I sold right now. I am up a little bit on those, but this is where, you know, how do I know how much I need to get? Well, Marcus and I, we love the 30% annualized as a rule of thumb, and that lets us make a calculated trading decision rather than just winging it and hoping that it comes out okay. And this morning it was there. So sold those calls, happy with the 82 cents. We had some people in our mastermind call get more than that. And I always love it when I hear the mastermind members get a better fill than me. I just try to always beat Marcus though. So anyway, and it's just all good fun with Marcus and I having a little competition there. But as long as we're making money and everybody's making money, we're happy. So nice opportunity to sell Google calls. We'll see if Google can, or Alphabet. Gosh, I just can't, it's going to always be Google to me. Well, we'll see if we can hold up around here, but I'm loving the move past 100. It looked like we found some support around 94 and we had this range between 100 and 94. I would love to see, even if it pulls back a little bit, for it to stay above 100 and then next week make another move towards 104. I'm inclined to roll this, maybe be with it for a couple of weeks. Not wear out my welcome, but possibly roll it a couple of weeks and collect some extra premium because I do have a few open positions. Other trades that I'm in right now, LVS. I've sold calls on at 47 strike, LVS trading at 46.58. I'll see if I get LVS called away tomorrow. It will have to stay above 47 at the expiration. But right now, LVS looking pretty solid. Down a little bit with AMD. AMD had a nice day yesterday. Right now, looking like we have this range in AMD between about 72 and 79. So I want to see this break to the upside. I drew a fictitious trend line here, trying to encourage the stock to move higher. I need to adjust it. So now that this trend line is there, then this is an old trading tip. Draw a trend line and force the chart to behave. All right, so those are my open positions. Oh, WSM, Williams-Sonoma, put that on. I have the 108 put for tomorrow's expiration right now. That's looking fine. And then I do have a small position in Ride. Ride had a couple of nice days. Started off strong today, pulling back a little bit, but that's just a small position. My core positions right now, LVS, WSM, AMD, and Google, and I am liking them and would love to see Google move a little bit higher. So that's going to do it for today's stock market update. I hope you enjoyed this video. If you did, please give the video a like. And I'm going to be back here tomorrow with Marcus. We'll see what the jobs report does to the market and what opportunities have presented themselves. And we'll share that with the group. But until tomorrow, happy trading, everybody.